the rich have got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho.
A group of about 20 protesters gathered in downtown Tampa. They spent some time creating signs reading, "Middle class out of gas," and "Tax the 1%," and "I paid more in taxes than Bank of America." Chris Radulich is an organizer with MoveOn.org and introduced the day's protest.
I'd like to thank everybody for showing up here today. We're here today because the tax system is not working the way we are now. We don't feel the taxation is fair. The corporations and the rich are not paying their fair share. Historically, they are paying lower than they've ever paid in the past.
We got sold out.
Banks got bailed out.
We got sold out.
Banks got bailed out.
The group then marched to the Bank of America building in downtown Tampa, chanting and holding signs. Tim Heberlein, president of Hillsborough Young Democrats, led chants with a megaphone.
Well, unfortunately, the one thing I would have done to at least start it off died yesterday in the Senate with the Buffett rule. Where millionaires pay their fair share in taxes, and unfortunately, it voted down party lines with Republicans feeling like, you know, millionaires aren't making enough.
Protesters were met with 7 police officers and Bank of America security when they arrived on property. The on-duty security guard for the bank outlined where the public sidewalk ended and private property began, and warned protesters not to enter the property. Officer Irene Thomas from the Tampa Police Department said some of the forces present were part of the Rapid Offender Control Squad, or ROC officers. According to the City of Tampa website, the squad focuses on street-level narcotics, burglaries, prostitution, and robberies in high-crime areas, as well as identifying repeat offenders.
Protesters were on the property of Bank of America, and they requested our assistance while they verbally trespassed the protesters off the property. There was no confrontation between Tampa Police Department and the protesters, and everybody did exit the property without any problems.
A similar protest occurred at the same Bank of America around this time last year. A woman with the group was filming past the private property line and was detained by plainclothes officers on the scene. Unlike last year, all police officers at this event were clearly identified, each wearing a bulletproof vest embroidered with a large yellow "Police" on the back. Nick Stripoli is a Tampa resident who questioned the officers about their presence on scene.
Well, first of all, I wanted to know what they were told to come out here. I mean, it seems odd that they have this many people for this small of a number of people on our side. I mean, they almost match us one-to-one.
Protesters held their signs directed toward the passing traffic, receiving occasional honks from the vehicles. Visit WMNF.org/news for more stories on tax day rallies and a video of the arrest made at last year's protest. For WMNF News, I'm Liz McKibben in Tampa.